us just the basics of the parade, the routes, what we need to know, when people need to get there, that type of thing to start.
Okay, well, the parade starts at 5:45 p.m. on Saturday, so the streets will all close down at 5:30, the streets all along the parade route as well as Washington. So the parade starts at the Festival Building at the intersection of Washington and Dolan's Lane, and then it turns onto Washington and travels along the street. It passes East Peoria High School, continues on to the downtown area, and then turns and crosses the railroad tracks at the intersection of Washington and Camp. And then once it gets over the little bridge there on Washington, it will turn right onto Taylor Street. It will go in front of the Central Junior High building, and it ends at the East Peoria Post Office at the intersection of Springfield Road and Taylor Street.
Now, people love to come out to the parade route and watch. Do you have any tips for where they should watch or things that they need to know if they're going to be bringing chairs and things like that?
Well, we don't want them to sit on the street. Don't park on the street on the parade route, and don't put your chairs on the street. Put your chairs on the sidewalks or on the grass. We want people to please watch their children. They get very excited and sometimes want to dart out to see the costume characters because we will have Batman and some Star Wars characters. But we need the parents to really keep an eye on their kids and make sure that they're safe. Spectator parking is available at the Festival Building, and that's at 2200 East Washington Street, East Peoria High School at 1401 East Washington, the Fond du Lac Park District Administration Building near the intersection of Washington and Veterans Drive, and at Central Junior High School on Taylor Street. If you do park in a private lot, just make sure they are allowing parking. Some people do block their lots off for their employees. And if you do park on a side street, please make sure you don't block anybody's driveway.
Now, I know from attending the parade, several years that if you're making your way to East Peoria from places like Peoria or Washington or Morton or something like that, those on and off ramps can get pretty full. Is there like a recommendation on how early people should get there?
We do have people who come stake out their spot first thing in the morning, and that's up to them. We don't mind if people put their chairs out along the route as long as they're not on the street, but they do need to make sure that they are in their place by 5:30 because the streets will be closed.
Okay, now I know that, Jill, you've been a part of the Festival of Lights parade for many, many years. How many is it this year?
This is the 38th Parade of Lights and the 38th Festival of Lights. And when they started this, they did the first parade thinking it would be a one-time thing. And about halfway through the festival, they were already planning what they would do the next year. And it's just going on strong. And I see us doing this for many, many years.
How many floats are in this year's parade, do you know?
About 30. We don't put all of our floats in. We try to mix it up so that people will see something different. But one thing that we are very excited about is the return of the USS East Peoria. It's out of space dock after 3 years of being repaired. It's been rebuilt, and it's on a trailer now being towed. It's the last of our big floats to be put on a trailer, so there's no chance it will come out of warp on the parade route.
That's good to know. Is there anything else new in this year's parade?
We have the return of the new float we had last year, which was the toy train carrying the replica of our Great Christmas Light Fight trophy. This year, we really wanted to focus on the return of the USS East Peoria. People really travel far and wide to see that float. They have been questioning if we were going to bring it back, so we're really excited for people to see.
So after the parade is over, how long do we have to wait to see them once they're in display?
The floats will be parked after the parade overnight. And then on Monday, we will start moving them up Springfield Road Hill and get everything set up for the Fleepy's Winter Wonderland drive-through display. That will open Thanksgiving night.
Okay, so if people have family that are going to be in town for the big meal, they'll be able to go see that evening then.
We'll be open at 5 o'clock that night, and the drive-through display will be open every night through January 2.
Now, are there different hours of that being open through the holidays, or is it the same
Yes, there
hours?
are. If you're right. And the hours are 5 to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, when there are usually shorter lines, 5 to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. So usually you might have a wait those nights. And then we will do 5 to 9 p.m. December 24 through January 2. Every Monday that the display is open, it's Chick-fil-A Monday, and every car that comes through will get free dessert coupons from Chick-fil-A East Peoria while supplies last.
And what is the admission per car?
The admission is $10 for cars, trucks, and vans, $30 for a small bus, which is mini, party, shuttle, school RV, and limousine, and $150 for a full-size charter motor coach. And we do accept cash, debit, and credit.
Okay. So, of course, it's busy on the weekends. Again, you suggest coming on a weeknight to get into the park faster. I know those lines can be long on the weekend. I've brought my kids many years.
Yep. Monday night is usually our slowest night of the week. Friday and Saturday, and even as Christmas gets closer, Sunday are our busiest nights of the week. We obviously get busier the closer we get to the holiday. And then after the holiday, we're still open, but we're not quite as busy. So there's a lot of times that people can pick to come when we're not quite as busy. But if you do come on a night when we're going to be very busy and have a long line, bring snacks, bring things for the kids to do in the car, just plan that you're going to be in line for a while. And most people have gotten used to that now, and they bring treats and car games and things like that to keep everybody entertained.
Absolutely. Now, if someone has never been to Festival of Lights Parade or to the display before, I know you guys have a website. Where would you send them to get all this information?
They can go to Felipe.org, F-O-L-E-P-I.org, and Felipe is an acronym for Festival of Lights East Peoria, Illinois. And they can also find the festival on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we have far more things than just the parade and the drive-through display, so they should go and check out those sites for our other things. We have a shop and stroll. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat will be back after 3 years on hiatus. We have runs. We have a New Year's Eve party at the end of the festival. So there's lots of things that people can do during the month of December in East Peoria.
Okay. Jill Peterson with East Peoria, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.